Monday. Open wide dev fans.
Get ready
to stuff your face with JavaScript, CSS, node modules, barbecue tips, Git workflows, breakdancing, soft skills, web development, the hastiest, the craziest, the tastiest web development treats. Coming in hot, here is Wes, Barracuda, Boss, and Scott, El Toro Loco, Tolinsky.
Ooh, welcome to Syntax. In this Monday hasty treat, we're going to be talking about Svelte 3. Now, this is going to be a fun one because Wes and I have not really dove that much into Svelte. I've maybe spent an hour looking at the docs in the past. I don't know about Wes's experience with this, but we're going to be talking about our initial impressions. We're going to try to look and answer some of these questions that we have here about it. And we're going to approach it as sort of novices or people who are ignorant about this new framework and technology. My name is Scott Tolinsky. I'm a developer from Denver, Colorado. And with me as always is Wes Boss.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Wes. This episode is sponsored by one of our longtime sponsors over here at Syntax and one of our absolute favorite services on the entire web, and that is Netlify. Now, Netlify is such an amazing place to host your front-end sites, but it does more than just host your front-end code. It also, besides giving you an endless amount of features, a global CDN, like absolutely painless continuous deployment, one-click HTTPS, basically all the stuff no one likes to do, but it gives it to you for free without you having to do anything. So that's one of the reasons why we like Netlify. But in addition to that, you can also have really easy serverless functions. You can use their auth identity program so you can authenticate users directly via Netlify, all without needing your own server or needing to manage any of that stuff. So head on over to netlify.com/syntax to get more info. Sign up today. And seriously, you'll just, even just look through the amount of times that Syntax users have tweeted at Netlify saying, I had no idea it was this amazing. So that's generally how I feel about Netlify over here. Big, big fan. So thank you so much for Netlify for sponsoring. All right. Svelte. What is Svelte? Do you wanna take a stab?
It's a cybernetically enhanced web app.
Hey, you read their tagline.
I think, and I'm like super new to this, and I haven't built anything in Svelte, and I think that's why it's going to kind of make an interesting thing. You haven't either.
I haven't either, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of an alternative to using something like React or Angular or Vue. And what I'm finding is that A, it has an awesome, very sort of bare bones syntax. It sort of just works how you go for it. And then second, the thing that people are loving is the fact that it compiles down to vanilla JS, which I don't know what I think about that just yet, but it's kind of cool that you can look at the examples and see what it kicks out at the end of the day, and it just kicks out like .innerHTML and .textContent, and it just creates elements for you. So yeah, it's kind of cool. I don't know what the benefit of that is just yet. Maybe smaller, faster. We'll take a look at what that is through here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's really the main selling point, is that if you don't have to ship the platform, then you don't have to include it, right? Your users aren't getting the platform every single time. They're only seeing it really in the development. It compiles away, right? And that to me is like really interesting. And I think it's probably the direction you'll see React going at some point, right? To compile it away, right? It seems like it's the next step to, here we have this thing that it would be removed entirely. Now I'm noticing there's a lot of like, there is no virtual DOM on this thing and it's faster because of it, right? I don't know how I feel about any of that, because to be honest, I don't really know enough about performance of these types of frameworks to say like, oh yes, that's definitively correct or something. I'm sure it is correct. But I think that's an interesting thing. It's not using the virtual DOM. It's not using that concept that we've been sort of really embedding into ever since React came about. So that to me is a big leap, right? And the fact that it compiles away is very fascinating to me. I really think this is kind of the future of things. Let's talk about the syntax. I've pulled up, I'll have these in the show notes. svelte.dev/examples is a really cool page here. I love this. I wish React had this, where it's basically a navigation. You click on any of these and then it gives you a direct, like almost like a code sandbox style editor, and then output directly to the left of it. It's really sick. Yeah. I'm loving this because these are all basic things. It's like, oh, you want to see how to declare props? Well, here's not, these aren't docs. This is a direct Svelte document here. So let's actually get into the syntax a little bit. The syntax of Svelte is minimalist, really. And I personally feel like it's for the best. They talk about it a lot being just HTML. So in your Svelte file, you would have a script tag, and anything in the script tag is your JavaScript, right? You would also have a style tag. Anything within your style tag is instantly becoming scoped CSS. At least that's my understanding. If we say something that's not entirely accurate, please let us know because we're just looking at this for the first time. And then below that is just your straight up HTML. Now, one of the things I really liked about this is there was no need for like dumb stuff. Like you're not needing like a fragment, right? You don't have to worry about the language of JavaScript. You're just writing HTML.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like here's two components side by side with no wrapper. You know what? Like sometimes I wish React would make, I don't even know how they would do this because React is just JavaScript. But sometimes I feel like React makes me think too much about JavaScript, where something like this is like, oh, here's this templating syntax. It's not just JavaScript TM. It's, you know, it's its own templating syntax. And therefore they can do things that, you know, JSX and React can't do.
Mm-hmm. One kind of cool thing I'm seeing here is the ability to do mutations. If you've got a variable called count and it's set to zero, and then when you click on something, you say count plus equals one or count equals two, or you just overwrite that value. That seems to be A-okay in Svelte world, whereas that's like a huge no-no in the world of React, and we have to write all these like functions with set state and callbacks and whatnot. And I always thought that was kind of silly because like just let me update a variable and let that variable on the page change, right?
Yeah.
And it seems like that's totally fine in Svelte world. And then it also, if other values are dependent on that variable, then you can put like a dollar sign in front of it, which is not JavaScript. It's like dollar sign colon doubled equals count times two. And that the dollar sign means it will rerun whenever the values change.
Interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of template syntaxy things here that I personally really, you know, cut my teeth on when I was really getting into JavaScript frameworks 3 there. I guess it's not really Angular, but more like Mustache JS, right? So for like me, this looks very comfortable to see an if tag in your HTML inside of brackets. That looks very comfortable to me. A lot of this looks minimal in the way that I like it to be minimal. And the reactivity on variables, just like sort of out of the box, I like that. I like that mutation. I don't need to write this does says state. I don't know. This syntax to me is interesting enough that I want to try it in a project and see how it goes when you're using things like global state, when you're using lots of components and nesting and all sorts of stuff. I don't know what the patterns are for this, but just looking at these examples, I'm just endlessly impressed with the amount of ease in which things are pulled off. Like, I don't know, look at, there's one that's like, there's some form example ones in the bindings category. Like, just think about React forms and like, oh, React forms versus Svelte forms here. Yeah, it's not even a competition.
Does it seem like React is kind of the odd one out now?
It does. Because this is very Vue and Angular like.
Yeah, you got Vue and Angular are so easy and it just works and it's simple and you have some of this magic syntax inside of your thing to make it work. And then React, everything is, I don't know, like I'm fine with it, but it definitely seems much harder for a beginner coming to it, having to know about all these gotchas and the syntax and when you're in JSX and when you're in JavaScript. And then there is no logic inside of the templating language, so you don't have each or if or anything like that. So this is pretty nifty. I like this a lot.
Nifty indeed, man. I'm feeling the syntax, and I think this is what sort of sparked this episode. Is I saw something about Svelte 3, and I had seen it before, and sort of, you know, read about it and saw the syntax before, and it was cool. But like, I was probably too busy at the time to like really sit down and check it out. So it was like last night. I sat down and I was like, oh man, this is my kind of thing. I kind of like this a lot. So I have another note in here and it says, what's up with the build tool? I'm also interested in this too. So you have Svelte and it compiles away to plain JavaScript. Now, how does it do that exactly? I'm looking here. I don't have an answer for this exactly. So is it its own compiler, or is it its own build tool, or is it like part? Is it using Webpack? Let's see. Or is it using Rollup, maybe?
It looks like that is something called the Svelte compiler, and I don't know how you use it. I would assume that you use it with your regular tools.
I don't know if you do. No.
No? Maybe it has its own?
I'm seeing not a whole lot of things about any other tools. You know, I'm not seeing anything about other tools. So I'm not sure. I really don't know the answer to this one. If somebody has a...
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking at the thing here. It says there's npm run build and npm run dev. So probably it comes with its own build tool, and how you access that, or if you need to access that, I'm not sure. I'm sure there's some way to, same with like Next.js as well, right? Like you don't have your own build tool with Next.js. You just run next build.
Sure.
And then if you do need to access the Webpack and the Babel config, then you can. I would imagine that it's similar in Svelte.
Yeah, and I found a project, Svelte Loader, and I'm not exactly sure which versions this supports. So this is interesting, and it's a Webpack loader. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm interested in hearing more about that. If you know the definitive answer to this, please shout us out. We will retweet you on the Twitter. All right, next question I had was about sort of like tooling around it. So I found some stuff. So one of the things I found was Sapper at sapper.svelte.dev. And Sapper is called the next small thing in web development. It's powered by Svelte, basically a platform for building apps with Svelte. What you could think of it is, at least the way I've been seeing this branded, is sort of the next JS of the Svelte world, as in it takes care of a lot of stuff for you. It takes care of the routing sort of things. It takes care of SSR, I believe, PWA sort of stuff. So it looks like to me that this is the de facto definitive sort of, I don't know if it does do PWA stuff, but it looks like this is the platform for building Svelte apps on it right now, because it's hosted and maintained by Svelte themselves. It has their whole branding. It looks nice. It looks easy. And maybe it'd be something to try out on our sponsor, Netlify here. What do you think about this Sapper thing, Wes?
I think it's pretty cool. I was just skipping ahead to the Svelte native really quickly because I was so enthralled on what that was. But the Sapper looks pretty nifty. I think that any time that you have one of these frameworks, it's almost a given now that you need like the next equivalent and or the Gatsby equivalent, where you can go ahead and build either a static site, or you can do a easy SSR JavaScript web app. So that's sort of a no-brainer. I think that you can see that. Next one that we have here is Svelte Native, which it says Svelte Native is a new approach to building mobile applications using native script, where other JS native frameworks like React Native and Native Script View do the bulk of their work on the mobile device. Svelte Native shifts the work to the compile step that happens when you build your app. Instead of using techniques like virtual DOM diffing, Svelte writes codes that surgically updates the native view widgets when your state app changes. So I don't know.
Fascinating.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems to be the MO overall, is to let the compiler do the work rather than runtime or whatever. So yeah, I don't know. It's very interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Like, I guess if you're writing your entire app in Svelte, just like you want a static site generator, you probably also want a native. I've never done anything in native script. I've done very little in React Native myself. So it's sort of hard to talk about this. I don't want to start running my mouth about stuff I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, I've used React Native pretty extensively. I haven't used native script more than just a little checkout here and there. So either way, like, this Svelte Native seems pretty cool. It's one of the things that I do when like a language or technology like this is getting push, is to see like how many platforms are sort of there around it, who's using it, how many people are using it, and just to even check for like some sort of native solution or seem like that to something's coming out. It's a good sign that the community is healthy, right? That there's people working on this stuff and there's a lot of things there. The Svelte themselves seems to have a lot of great stuff, you know, in their own repos, such as the Sapper. And it just seems like there's a lot of people interested in working on Svelte for seemingly good reason. It looks really cool. Man, I'm going to have to dive in. I'm going to have to build something with this. So that said, I had some questions initially when I was writing these show notes. And one of the questions is, what's the TypeScript story? Because we know that TypeScript is really important in the web right now. Everybody's using it. Everybody's loving it. If you're not, you know, then I guess you're just like me and not using it currently, not yet. But like, a lot of people are going to require TypeScript, right? So I went looking and I found an issue for TypeScript support, and it's from 2018. It did say in their docs, I found something that said that they were trying to get TypeScript to launch with TypeScript or Svelte 3. I could be making that up because I can't find it now, but it looks like they are close on getting TypeScript working here, but TypeScript is not officially currently supported. I have not dove into it any more than reading this issue on GitHub. I'd be interested. I think that's one of the essential pieces that they're going to need to have to get the kind of market share that they need, right? So I guess that's a big old question mark there, but it looks like one that's probably coming down the line.
Yeah, there was a comment just 3 weeks ago that they're sort of still waiting and still working on it. It seems like there are a couple like third-party ways to do it, but I always shy away from using these sort of hacks.
Yeah, me
because
too.
Before you know it, the official version comes out, and then all of yours is using this like weirder, older version from some random person online made it. When it's something that big, I would probably just hold off and wait for it to work with
yeah.
the
yeah.
wait for it to be officially supported.
Totally. Yeah. You don't want to do the same thing twice, just in different ways. If you can help it, just because you're impatient. That's like a classic me thing to do. It's like, oh, but I can't wait. For instance, I just bought a phone and I'm returning it today because I couldn't wait. Couldn't wait for the Pixel 4. I had to have a phone right now. And I bought the OnePlus 7 Pro and I liked it a lot. But to be honest, you know, just the software, the hardware, it just wasn't for me. It was a great phone, but like,
really?
It's too techie. Well, one, the pictures are awful. And two, like the skin and everything is too techie. People expect you to want to root the phone and stuff. And I'm just thinking, you know, I am not a spring chicken anymore. And I want my phone to just work super easily. I don't want to have to tweak it and whatever. I want the iPhone experience in Android, which is basically a Pixel device. And so like, I just wasn't getting that in the phone. And it was just like, all right, you know, this clearly isn't for me. It's a wonderful phone. And I got nothing bad to say about it, but, you know, just not for me.
Okay. Yeah.
So, sorry to get off topic there. Next question I had would be, how hard do you think it would be to convert a large-ish React app to Svelte? I'm thinking it would be pretty tough.
Yeah, I think so too.
The syntax is very different. You have to worry about like state, how they manage state, how they manage props. You got to worry about all of those things. I did find there is an Apollo Svelte that looks super nice and doesn't look too crazy different, but it's still different enough where you're having to touch every single component in your application. And if you have a big application, I just don't know how that's going to go. It seems like why that would be a hard transition. You'd have to do some hashtag micro framework stuff to get that to work.
The next question we have here is, will Svelte be able to capture the market share it needs to grow and compete? Judging by the amount of potluck questions we've got about it and the amount of emails and tweets and things of what do you think of this? I think so. It definitely seems to have the hype. I'm just looking at this YouTube video from the creator of Svelte called Rethinking Reactivity.
Yeah.
It has 70,000 views. So there's obviously similar to how Vue has struck a chord with people who are not totally happy with how things work in other frameworks. I think that this is also striking a chord with people, be it for performance or just for the simplicity of the markup and how it's actually written. So I'm going to be watching this tonight. Maybe I'll get my wife to watch it with me, grab some popcorn.
What do you think of React? I'll watch it. It's good. It's a good watch. I highly recommend we should put it in the show notes.
The link in the show notes. Yeah.
I think this is a tough question, right? Because you still have some questions, right? You know, there's going to be people who write it off immediately because the TypeScript support's not there just yet. You're also going to get people who look at it and say, hey, there's too much magic going on. But I don't really think there's some magic going on, but I don't know. It feels like a step forward while simultaneously being not a step backward necessarily, but like a look backward. You're glancing backward to all of the stuff that we've learned up until now. And this looks like something that is more radical than Vue, because Vue definitely has its like it's stuff that is taken from React and other frameworks, right? And you look at Vue and you say, okay, this is more simple than React. And it's a little bit magical, but it makes my life easier. And then you look at Svelte, and Svelte to me feels more futuristic than Vue in that sort of way. It sort of went a whole nother step. So I'm really interested. I'm going to be watching just the sort of community in general to see how it grows and changes. And I would love to build something with it, which actually leads us into our next question. It says, would you, Wes or Scott, use this? Would you use Svelte, Wes?
Yes, I think this looks awesome. The fact that it compiles down to JS seems pretty neat. I'm not sure why that seems neat to me, but just being able to see that it is vanilla JS under the hood compiled down to it is pretty cool.
I hate shipping the platform.
I just think the reactive variables, how they just work like that, are pretty nifty. I would like to actually see how that works in it compiled down to vanilla JS. Like, how would you do reactive variables in just vanilla JS? So definitely going to try it out. Obviously, I'm not going to just switch over to it just yet. I need huge market share, especially for like someone who makes a tutorial series for a living. I need to be able to that, but I'm putting it on the list of things to check out because it's pretty nifty.
Yeah, I'm going to dive in like hard this month. I think after really taking a look at it, I think I'm going to go in real hard on it. And then I think I'm going to do a tutorial course on it and really, really get deep in there and really understand this thing. I'm excited. I think it's going to be really cool. And to me, this screams like something that I would like to use. I like simplicity. I like a little bit of magic where I can tell where, you know, I can still tell what's happening and how to control it and do everything. But at the same time, do I really like to write, you know, fragments all over the place for no reason other than the fact that, you know, it's an array and JSX doesn't like it, you know? So it's like there's these little things in React that hold me up from really, truly loving it. So yeah, I'm going to be happy to use this. I'm going to test it out. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to maybe put together a course on it. Who knows? We'll see. And we'll see what we can build with it. But I'm excited. Svelte 3 looks super cool. To me, this looks like kind of the future in a lot of ways.
Awesome. Well, hopefully that was enjoyable. If you are using Svelte, let us know at SyntaxFM. Let us know what you think about it.
Yeah.
Whether you like it, whether you don't, I'd like to hear from you.
I want to hear all sorts of stuff.
All right. Anything else to add there, Scott?
I don't think so. Yeah, check it out. Just head to their docs, head to their examples. If you, you know, maybe scares you a little bit, just check it out. I think it could be really cool. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you on Wednesday.
Peace.
Peace.
Head on over to syntax.fm for a full archive of all of our shows. And don't forget to subscribe in your podcast player or drop a review if you like this show.